over the last few weeks, so I'm making this for my friends to clear a few things up. First and foremost, something you should know, you cannot catch a virus. And why can't you catch a virus? Because it's impossible. And just so you don't think I'm sitting here making stuff up, I'll quickly tell you my background so you know how and why I'm telling you these things. I was one of those kids that could read and write before I even started school. I knew my 1 to 12 times table before other kids even knew how to open a book. I won academic scholarships at 2 expensive private schools. I did 6 years of science, which included medicine. I did 6 years of natural health and medicine. And I spent 3 years solely looking into the nature of viruses, bacteria, protozoans, fungus, and parasites. And as a practitioner, I treated myself and a number of other people successfully long term for conditions of the same. And when I did my last IQ and aptitude test, I was taken into a separate room and I was interrogated to see if I cheated. And more than anything, unlike Google and Facebook, I don't have vested financial interest dictating what I can say, and I don't have shares in vaccine companies. So what is a virus anyway? Well, a virus is nothing more than a solvent, and these solvents are created within the cells of the body. This is why you cannot catch a virus. Viruses are created cellularly. Now, the body can create hundreds of thousands of different viruses at any time. So why does a cell need to create a virus or a solvent? Created in response to the built-up toxicity that we have in our bodies. So how does a cell become toxic? Well, a lot of people have spent a number of years putting shit in their minds and shit in their bodies. A lot of people think that it's just totally fine to eat supermarket food, you know, you microwave it, just get flu shots injected into you every year, just drink your tap water. You know, people that go after organic food are tinfoil hat wearing boogers. The thing is that nature doesn't care what you believe. You can believe that any of those things are true, but nature doesn't care what you believe. So a lot of people have asked me, what is a flu? Well, a flu is a viral detoxification or a cleansing. A cold, on the other hand, is mostly bacterial. And for the most part, what needs cleaning out of the cells are environmental toxins, such as heavy metals, plastics, any kind of environmental industrial pollutants, the chemicals that you use in your home to clean things with, things you put in your body, and so on and so forth. Now, a virus does not attack cell tissue. What happens is that as a virus, which is a solvent, breaks down the toxic residue within a cell, it creates essentially a toxic waste. So that's why you'll feel shitty if you've got a viral infection. And what can happen is if there's a lot of shit in your cells, you're going to create a lot of toxic waste as that virus breaks down. So what happens is that if there's too much of it, it can actually cause cell damage, and in extreme cases, it can cause cell death. So there is actually one way that you can catch a virus, and I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute. But you got to learn a bit about the nature of viruses before I can tell you how you can catch one. But millions of people are dying, and you can catch some bat flu off of a counter or by being